So this is part three of Money is Love book. And we're going to start off talking about two things. One, a perfect example how we create what we look at, think about, love or fear. And two, we're going to talk about material things. Because that's where we end up. We live in a material world. Our bodies are material. And they like real material clothes and real roofs over our heads. So first of all, let's go back to an earlier chapter. And in this chapter, I talked about trees and how we create. And I used trees as an example in the forest. In the forest, where there were some trees, and the entire area was turned into a park. In this forest, the trees believe they are safe. In a world where trees are cut down left and right, these trees feel they are safe. And so they created a safe haven for themselves. They don't know the words park and reserve. They don't know that. They just feel safe. And so, by that envisioning their own safety, this whole area was turned into a park. And I said at that time that one tree could envision himself in danger and feel it emotionally with fear, and thereby attract that very danger to him, even though he's in a very safe forest, a protected forest. And a perfect example of this is where I was standing at the time. I was literally looking at a young tree. And I was basically saying that he's surrounded by these big old trees, who believed they're in safety. But this young tree believed that there was danger out there. Where he got it from, I don't know. Maybe he accepted it for me. Perhaps what I was saying in my example, and I made the suggestion that perhaps he's not safe. As time passed over a couple of months, each time I passed this tree, I mentioned to him that he's safe. This is a very safe forest. But he didn't accept that anymore. He continued to wrap itself in fear. And I felt that sooner or later, he's going to attract something. Now, in my first chapter, I mentioned that something as simple as a bulldozer coming down this very wide pathway could decide to turn around, and turn around at this very spot where this tree is, and accidentally run over this tree. And so the whole forest is safe, except this tree who has attracted this bulldozer to him. So this tree was afraid, and continued to focus on the possibility of a bulldozer coming down and running it over. 2 days ago, I walked down this pathway. I was a little shocked at what I saw. What happened was, about 4 weeks ago, an old tree next to the young tree fell over in a storm. It was this old tree's time to go. Most of its branches were already dead. There was only a couple of branches left with some leaves on it. It was time to go and make space for a young tree that grew up to be an old, wise tree. So the tree fell over, fell across the pathway, which is fine. The parks people decided to bring a bulldozer in, which they just happened to have in an area that they were trying to level out a little bit. So they thought the bulldozer's here, We're going to take it, drive it up there, and push this old tree out of the way, off the path. That's all fine and dandy. Everything was fine. Until the bulldozer backed up to turn around. And that's when he accidentally ran over this young tree. So he's not with us anymore. With his fear, with looking at the possibility of the worst, he attracted exactly what we said could happen. Exactly. In the exact spot. The odds of that are incredible. But the universe is a little bit more incredible because it only knows one thing. Its orders are, while we are in this physical world, to create whatever we want. And it only understands what we want by our vibration that we send in the signal we send off. So if we are a single tree afraid and thinking the worst in a very safe forest, the universe will find a way to create that for us. If we are a safe tree, feeling safe, thinking about safety, the wonders of life, longevity, and such, in a forest that is unsafe, all the trees around us could burn, could be cut down, could be bulldozered, and will be left standing. This exact spot I'm talking about is a perfect example, because there was very old trees there, and at one time this little island was totally devastated by mining and by tree cutting. There was virtually nothing left except for a few trees. These trees held on to their idea that life is safe and beautiful. They held on to it so much so that the universe agreed with them and made sure that their vision becomes true. And so they stayed. While the whole island was devastated, they stayed. At the end, they were the only ones left. So, as new trees from seeds popped up and were learning, they were surrounded by a few trees who very strongly believed in safety. As these little trees grew, they also accepted that belief. And what came about was a forest of trees who believed they were safe. And the island was turned into a park. It's a wonderful story. It's a true story. And it's exactly what happens. This creating process that we went through is a process that is as natural as breathing. And normally, we should have learnt it right from start. And by the time we're 4 or 5 years old, it's become a part of us that we do naturally, where we create everything that we want, the abundance, the material things, the relationships, the friendships, everything that we want comes to us very easily. We don't have to do all this other stuff we're doing right now. The reason we're doing all this other stuff is to start the process, because the process is like it's been shut off. It never got started. So all this work we're doing is actually to start the process. Once the wheel starts turning, it's automatic. It continues on its own process and gets better and better and better. It's like this. We start off happy, believing in happy, abundant things in life, in a happy and abundant way. We receive something because the universe gets that signal and gives us something. That something makes us believe even more and become even happier. So we send the signal out even more. The universe creates even more, which makes us even happier. We send even a stronger signal out. The universe reacts to that stronger signal and sends even more good stuff to us. We then become even happier, and it continues and continues and continues. But somewhere, you have to jumpstart this thing. That's what we're doing. That's what this book is, to jumpstart it. The sending love part is jumpstarting it. All that becomes automatic afterwards. We never really have to think about it anymore. It just becomes part of us. But right now it takes work, because we're actually standing in a forest of people who believe they are not safe, who watch the news and allow themselves to be frightened and scared. You know what? Right now, where I live in a fantastic, safe place where abundance is just incredible. And the place is booming, and yet the news media finds bad, 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 bad. It feeds 4 negative, 1 positive. 3 negative, 1 positive. 5 negative, 1 positive. I don't even know where they find all this negative stuff. I think mostly they make it up. But see, that's what they believe. And so they send that signal out. And so they experience it and find it. Now, when we're surrounded in that, it takes a little bit more work to be that tree who believes in abundance and prosperity and joy. But the more we do it, the more stronger our radiation becomes. And our children will also pick it up. And that's the most beautiful part. All this work I've done, I've noticed one very special thing. During this whole time, you know, my son was growing up with me. He is financially abundant. I believe that somewhere along the line, because of all my work, my practicing, he accepted that financial abundance is good. And so he has it for himself. That's made me very happy. Life is meant to be a joyous experience. If we choose something else, we have that right, and the universe will create it for us. But we also have the right to have abundance of all things, so that our joy increases every day. You see, the universe, in a sense, is most creative when it can really be creative through us. An abundant musician creates beautiful music, and an abundant writer can write. An abundant painter can paint. Someone who loves to build cars can build cars, and he dreams about someone with abundance to come and purchase that car to bring the full circle of abundance around, so he can create even more beautiful cars. It's a full circle. We need each other to be abundant, because that's when we really grow. So what we want is for each of us to be abundant. When you see someone abundant, be extremely happy for them, because they are the guiding light, in a sense. And as we become abundant, we become a part of this whole beautiful system of abundance, of joy, of safety, of love, of happiness. It's a beautiful thing to be a part of. If you want to be a part of something else, that's your choice. It's all about choices, and the universe will give us whatever we want. Unfortunately, the system was set up that what we want is what we think about. Or should we think about what we want rather than what we have, perhaps, that we don't want? See, the universe says, well, if you're thinking about this and always focused on this and you have an emotional response to it, this must be what you want to have more of. That's how it was designed. The design is not flawed at all. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. It's just we didn't know how to operate it. We didn't jumpstart it. Because once we jumpstart it, we don't need to do anything anymore. There's nothing more really to be learned other than to always focus on that which brings us more joy, and forget about the rest. So in the next chapter, we're going to talk about material things. And we're going to start talking about how to create them. More of them. And why? Why do we want these material things?